From San Francisco, this is Sheila Renee Backstage. Tonight, Sheila takes you backstage for a behind-the-scenes visit with today's music makers.
Hi, I'm Sheila Renee, and tonight on Backstage, we'll feature Jonathan Cain of Journey, the newest member replacing Greg Rawley on keyboards, plus some conversation from Ross Valerie, the bass player, and Neil Schoen, the guitarist. Greg Rawley is now producing new groups and working with Carlos Santana on an album. Journey lucked out when Jonathan came aboard after 2 years from the Babies. He's done more than his share of writing with Stephen Perry and Neil Schoen, and he adds excellent keyboards and rhythm guitar. There have been few changes in personnel since the conception of Journey in 1975, each one a move closer to perfection in the music as well.
Sheila Renee Backstage will return in a moment. You're listening to Sheila Renee Backstage. The guest in the first part of tonight's show with Journey is Neil Schoen.
I joined Journey for their only California date before embarking on an intensive 81 tour. 4 hours out of San Francisco at the 8th Mountain Air 81 Festival in Calaveras County. The band debuted 6 of the new songs each day of the 3-day festival, which featured 415, Billy Squire, and Hall & Oates. It was 3 superb days of music with a great air show, parachutists, arts and crafts, and a lot of good food. The planes played havoc with my Hall & Oates interview, but my interviews took place on schedule the 3rd day of the series with Journey members Jonathan, Ross, and Neil. Escape is the new release on CBS Records, recorded in 2 months' time at the new Fantasy Studios in Berkeley, California. At the same time they were recording the Journey album, Neil was working on his solo album with Jan Hammer. Neil started his professional musical career at the age of 15 playing guitar in the Carlos Santana band. In the mid-70s, broke away to begin his own journey. You and I talked a couple of weeks ago at a party about your guitar synthesizer work.
Right, I haven't even used it on stage yet. I wish I was outside because it's such a fuller sound than a regular guitar, no matter how many things you put on it, if you put 20 harmonizers, you know.
Yeah.
But the reason is I have a totally different system that I'm playing through on our inside stage, and we have 2 separate sets of equipment, and just so that we can be mobile, you know, to be able to play outside somewhere one night and then have all our other equipment in another state and fly out and play the next day.
Yes.
So I haven't gotten into that setup yet, but it'll happen this year for sure, later on in the tour.
Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all. You mojito, little blue jean girl, burning love, come once in a lifetime. She found me singing by the rebel chariots, took me home, we danced by the moonlight. Those summer nights are calling, stone in love.
How much writing did you and Jonathan do together, or was it Stephen?
It was like Perry, it was Stephen and Jonathan. I think even wrote more than myself this time. And Jonathan and myself and Perry wrote a lot. I wrote like the music to Dead or Alive, and then Jonathan and Stephen. You know, I wrote a lot of music to a lot of songs, and those guys worked on the lyrics and a melody together.
Well, the thing I noticed most about this for me, having heard it 2 times and then 6 songs live, is that it's a stronger guitar album to me. Like, the keyboards don't seem to be as strong, the vocals aren't as up front, but it appears that when you and Jonathan are on those guitars together, that it's a new band.
Yeah, we'll probably lose some fans and probably gain some.
Well, don't you think you're going to gain a lot of the old ones back? The new ones are going to love the other stuff that you didn't play today, the more departure kind of sounding stuff.
I really don't know. You know, I'm so close to it. I don't know what they're going to go for. You know, you can't please everybody. We're just trying to be honest and put something out that's for real.
You've got a solo album coming out.
Yeah, have you heard that?
I haven't heard it yet, but I have heard about it. Yeah. You and I were talking briefly about the musician that you worked with, and you said you thought he was the best in the world.
Yeah. Jan Hammer, you know, he's an amazing musician. He's got probably, he's the most high-energy person I've ever been around, even when he's not playing keyboards. And he was definitely a good inspiration for me to go and hang out with him.
Are you real happy about Journey today?
Yeah. I can't say that, you know, I can really complain.
I don't know why. I mean,
I think we're, you know, continuing to put out good music, and I think it's getting better.
Yeah.
Some people might like, you know, certain directions better than other directions, but, you know, I mean, I think it's a healthy thing for a band to go somewhere else all the time. You know, I don't feel like sitting in the same place for too long.
I love the fact that you guys are sticking with one name albums. I don't know, that's not a planned thing, I'm sure. Escape, Departure, but they
you
all
think it sounds better.
They all say so much, though.
Yes.
You think it sounds better, yeah.
The one word says so much. Yeah. If there were one particular thing you'd like to say in closing up this to your fans, what would you like to say to your fans?
Say God bless them, and I'm glad that they're here with me.
Yeah. Three great days in Calaveras. What a way to kick off a brand new baby album. Coming out in July.
Yeah,
Huge tour.
I think this is going to be probably our most popular album. I think, anyway. I like it the best.
Yeah, I like it the best.
I mean, all the stuff we've come up with.
Well, I don't know. It's just an exciting new venture. Artwork is spectacular. The new stage. Just terrific, you know.
Have you seen the inside stage?
Inside stage.
Yeah, this is our outside stage.
No, you have two.
The inside, the inside one is amazing. This is nothing.
Well, how do you carry, you don't carry both of them with you, do you?
Well, no. That's what I was saying. We mobilize them, stick this one in a truck, send it across the country somewhere else. You know, while they're setting that up, we could be, you know, flying from, you know, Texas to New York. playing two separate days, you know, one day after the other because of the two stages.
And your guitar playing just gets more and more super to me every year. I don't know when I think.
I don't feel like I've gotten fired up yet, you know. I started playing about 4 days ago, and it's like, it takes me about 2 weeks to get into the motion of being, you know, comfortable on stage again in front of a lot of people. So I've been in the studio for so long. I went and did like Jan's album, then I came back and did Journey's album. And it's so different in the studio. You can sit there and just relax. You know, I mean, right now, like, I'm thinking so much and so fast that I'm not relaxing. That's all I want to do now. I want to sit back and relax and take more control of it and not be so erratic and crazy, and, you know.
Yeah. How much are you going to have a time to relax before the big tour? You won't go out until after July.
We're going to Japan.
Japan.
We're going to Japan in 3 weeks. We're doing like a week tour there. And then we come back, and then a little after that, then we go on tour in the States for 4 months.
Right. Any chance that we're going to see you back in the Bay Area again this year?
In December sometime, after we get back.
December. That'll be something to look forward to.
I think we'll have our shit together by then.
Neil Schoen is one of today's finest rock guitarists. His style of playing is one of the elements that makes Journey a truly distinctive band. In a moment, we'll talk with Journey's Ross Bowery, the man responsible for the bass beat that keeps the band together.
This is Jack Lord sounding the alarm to save the whales. Every 19 minutes, a great whale is killed. Leviathans that have flourished for 60 million years are now being slaughtered at the rate of 3 an hour to make pet food, fertilizer, margarine, and cosmetics. Russian, Japanese, and Norwegian whalers are bent on extracting the last yen and ruble from the great whales. These countries insist that they abide by the quotas of the International Whaling Commission. But Japan and Norway fail to mention that they also support unregulated whaling operations outside the commission that kill more than 5,000 whales a year. Must we wait until the greedy hunters fire their exploding harpoons into the last whale to realize our Earth has lost its largest and most magnificent creatures? Help. For more information, write to me, Jack Lord, care of Save the Whales, Box 3650, Washington, D.C., 200-07.
This is Sheila Renee backstage. Tonight's guest is Journey, and in this part of the show, Sheila will talk with Ross Valerie.
Ross is a founding member of Journey, and he stays busy with extra musical projects as well. Recently, he worked with former Journey member George Tickner and Jack Ford from Frumious Bandersnatch on their new album. He's very interested in film as well, but devotes most of his time to being the best bass player around.
Beautiful day. The sky is blue. The moon is out. And the fire codes are restricting fireworks. Otherwise, it was a complete mission.
It was a complete mission indeed.
Yes,
and you shocked everybody with doing three encores more than you did yesterday.
Well, I had a feeling that would have torn the place up if we didn't, you know. We didn't plan it that way. We had to think about what we were going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess it turned out all right. We ended with a song that is upcoming, the title song for the album Escape. And that kind of cinched it up. We were really wondering what we were going to do after that.
Well, yeah, but you know the whole album. You're getting ready to go to Japan.
Yeah.
You're going backwards.
Yeah, that's true. But we want to do something familiar, though, too. But.
Yeah. 2 months for Escape and Automat in Berkeley, California.
Fantasy Records.
I mean, what did I say? Berkeley?
Automat. You said Berkeley, right city, wrong studio.
Give me another.
Yeah.
This wonderful Japanese beer is
is
the reason for all that.
Big ones, too, right?
What was different about this particular studio album? Jonathan Cain made a big difference,
of course. There's a new member. Another difference is the addition of another co-producer, Michael Stone. who is a really gentleman, character, artistic, good set of ears, and is doing a really good job with us.
Yeah.
And we've just gotten, I think, as of today, our acetates from two mastering studios in New York, so we're going to have a listen to that this evening.
Getting ready to do it for
real. See which one's going to go to the press. Yeah, and then we're going to get it out, I think, in the third week of July. And we'll go to Japan in the fourth week of July and begin the U.S.-Canadian tour at the end of August. So the album will be out about a month before we hit the road.
That today, hearing this double guitar sound, flash.
That take you back.
Back to Tigner.
Yeah. Finally back to two guitars.
Isn't that outstanding?
Yeah, I love it.
In fact, what I really loved is one of the old songs that Kane has never done. He came out and played guitar on, so you're obviously thinking about...
Oh, yeah, do you recall?
Yeah, well... Oh, yeah. 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 Just great to see him playing stuff that he wasn't on the album.
Right, he fits in really well. He's covering it in a way where... And it sounds like he's been with us for longer than he has. And so we couldn't ask for more. It's been a real smooth transition. And of course, he's contributed a major amount of lyrics and music to the new album, too. So he's right in the slot.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
I started off to ask you a question about from the early days of Journey through to this. It's got to be the most exciting time for you now.
Yeah, now.
Today.
Even last year was really exciting and it's done nothing but increase. I mean, these are the first shows we've done this year and it's like, it's only beginning. We've yet to do a week in Japan and about 4 months in the United States. So this is an indication of what things are going to be like.
Yeah.
Fasten your seatbelts. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't ask for more.
All right.
There's a lot of excitement, and of course there's a lot to do. One ironic thing, a lot of people have a misconception when a group is becoming popular and successful, all they can hang out by the pool and drink pina coladas. As it is, the more successful we're getting, the harder we're having to work. But at the same time, we have an opportunity to plan more thoroughly and make it as reasonable and as comfortable as possible. So it's more work, but then it's more of what you want to be doing too. Months hiatus. That's another word for time off. Because we put out the live album Captured in the time slot that normally we put out an album and go on the road. Of course, live album, we don't have to hit the road. So that gave us an extra 6 months to record another album and put it out in the middle of the year instead of the beginning of the year. So that helped a lot. After all, we did last year to have a break.
Well, it's not going to be a break for a while, but you've got a dynamite new album to tour with.
Right, we got a couple of weeks here in Aaron, and it's back to work.
Valerie and Neil Schon are the two founding members left in Journey. Greg Raleigh, after many tours, decided he needed some time off for personal projects. His first project is with the new group under Journey's management, 415. Jonathan Cain replaced Greg on keyboards, but brings with him more than just a musical ability. When Backstage continues, we'll meet Jonathan Cain.
You're sending a letter cross country, or maybe it's just across town. Well, if you slip and forget the right zip, you just might slow it down. So check your address, is everything there? Make sure there's nothing you skip. Whether it's going near or far, zip up your mail with the right zip.
Good news travels better in a letter with the right zip. Good news travels better in a letter with the right zip.
To make your letter more perfect, there's something you shouldn't forget. A return address and clear writing makes it much better yet. Thank you for learning your zip code. It works real well, you can see. When you use the right zip codes, the mail moves efficiently.
Good news travels better in a letter with the right zip.
Yes, it does.
Good news travels better.
Sheila Renee backstage returns to the music of Journey, and Sheila has a conversation with Jonathan Cain, the newest member of Journey.
Jonathan Cain, Jay to all of his close friends, has put out a solo album, left the business to sweep floors, and come back to play keyboards with the Babies for 2 years. He did two albums with the Babies, and it was during several tours opening for Journey that Neil Schon, Stephen Perry, and Jay began to dream of writing together. Stage in Calaveras. What do we have? Mountain Air 1981, 3 days of Journey. And I'm backstage with Jonathan Cain, the newest member of Journey, on keyboards and on guitar. And Jonathan, on writing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole band has told me what a fantastic asset you've been about your writing mm-hmm. on this album, and how in this turnaround Journey mm-hmm. album, you're playing about a 90% role in it.
Well, it was just kind of an inevitable thing. The first time that Steve and I and Neil and the band ever really got together on the road, there was kind of a spiritual coming together of, you know, the first plane ride we ever were on, okay, going, because we toured that long tour, and we were together, and Steve came up to me real blatantly right now, and John was sitting next to me, John White from the Babies, and he said, you know, I'd really like to write some songs with you guys. I really want to write with you. And I thought, yeah, I could see myself writing a hit song and getting in trouble, you know, with this guy, because I have an immediate affinity for this person, Steve Perry, you know, and I have an affinity for Neil Schon. I feel this already. And I'm going, yeah, and I didn't want to say anything, but so I let it go at that. And got to be good friends and played in clubs and jammed in the bars in Oklahoma City and, you know, all these places where there was a band, and we got up on their gear, and we just trashed it, and they, you know, kept the club open all night. So it was Steven and John Waite, and Steven was playing drums, and, you know, we were just getting crazy, singing Motown songs and whatnot, and Neil was playing, and I was playing. We always kind of hung out. We were like the crew, you know, and we got to be good buddies. So it wasn't a thing that, you know, I went into a bunch of strangers. I had a liking for these guys, and Neil was always, you know, one of my heroes as far as, you know, a player, a true genius, and, you know, in the sense of being a player. And not only that, but a person and a Pisces to go with it, because I'm a Pisces. And
I am too.
Yeah. And so there's heart and soul there. Babies, of course, were doing real good, and you know, we were, I think, partly responsible for the Captured album being so good. And I tell that to people, and they say, "Well, I don't understand." I say, "Well, you see, the Babies opened up every night, and we set the tone. And if they didn't come on, you know, there were nights when they didn't match it. We only had a short time to do it."
It's Bob, and I'm from Florida.
So we only had a short time to do it and say what we had to say, and we got off the stage, and we were after that throat every night. We, you know, whether or not, you know, people took us seriously or not, I mean, I think they did. And plenty of ovations, plenty of encores. Okay, so that was, you know, one of the reasons I think that I'm here. And one of the reasons that sort of a fate, you know, thing that was a spiritual thing, that I sat out in the audience and watched, you know, Journey woo these people every night. I love Neil's playing, and I couldn't believe what a player he is, you know. And I would sit out there in awe and just go, damn, you know, these people are really, truly in love with Journey. You know, he's got the ultimate God-given voice that, you know, any singer-songwriter would, you know, love to have in a band. And I used to say, because my voice, you know, is sort of the mid-range baritone Midwest boy, you know, and I always thought, but it's like, you know, I mean, I tried my own thing for a while, and it was real hard for me, you know, as a solo artist. And I told a lot of people, I said, I'm going to find a band that needs me someday. I said, all this is leading to that, you know. I paid all the dues, and, you know, I got hurt and, you know, learned and got scorched and quit the business for a year and pushed a broom and, you know, worked in a warehouse, you know, all those things that I needed to do in order to feel like a writer, you know. I mean, there are certain spiritual cleansing things you have to do to yourself and just go for it. So I did it. And then, of course, the audition with the Babies came up. I got a break. People couldn't believe, because I came out of nowhere. into a band of renown. You know, I mean, here's a band that really needed to get their touring thing together. They were scared to death. They were a studio act, really. John, you know, hadn't really ever done any big concerts and wanted to, and they were just a bunch of sweethearts. So we worked hard and, you know, and took the band on the road and all those things, you know. And I wouldn't be here today if it wouldn't be for the babies.
Working hard to get my feel. Everybody.
Just talking, the baby zoomed in on a sound and a feeling overnight. Overnight.
Well, I mean, you know, but John always had an idea of what he wanted to do, and I think he just needed a little bit of support, a little more support. And I kind of was, you know, a mediator, you know, in a lot of ways in the band. I let things go through me, and I connect energy with energy. You know, a band is a chain of energy. So, you know, I knew that there was problems, communication problems between the guys that had been together for so long. So I sort of just, you know, flowed with everybody. And we became unified again, and we had a purpose and we had a sound. And Union Jacks was our turning point album. And I feel in a way that Escape is the Union Jacks for Journey, you know. And every band needs that. You know, we need fresh ideas and say, you know, hey, well, we did this, but now let's try this. And just like Townsend, you know, I mean, here's a guy that, you know, for so many years is respected and touted as being, and he's not afraid to, you know, the solo album he made to me was inspiring. You know, Empty Glass is just a masterpiece, and to hear him go that far out and say those things, those are very intimate things. That's the whole thing, I think, with rock and roll, is to be intimate, you know, and say, listen, I feel this way.
She said, this face she wears, where did she go wrong? The fight is gone. Lord help this broken home. Hey, mother, father, sister, hey, come back, try it. Believe it.
Journey's latest LP, Escape, Jonathan has contributed his writing talents as well as his musical ability. When Backstage returns, we'll hear more from Jonathan Cain and how he's adapting to this new band.
Gee, honey, you look green in the face. Got a whiff of that unadulterated city air, didn't you? Yeah, I know. Jogging's the thing. Quickens the pulse, strengthens the heart muscles, expands the lungs, and fills them with polluted air. I'll say. I most certainly agree. Everybody's got to cooperate by using bicycles and roller skates and public transportation, anything instead of their cars.
Check.
I check up right. If they have to use their cars, to make sure that they're in good working order, not spouting out filthy fumes, yeah. Oh, you said a mouthful, babe. Air pollution is a pain in the neck. The throat? Oh, I gotcha. Air pollution's a pain in the lungs.
Yeah.
There's nothing sporting about filthy, unbreathable air. For free information on what you can do to clean up the air, contact your local American Lung Association. It's a matter of life and breath.
This is Sheila Renee Backstage. Sheila's guest tonight is Jonathan Cain, keyboard player for Journey.
With the addition of Jonathan Cain on keyboards and guitar, Journey has taken another step forward. While Journey is his main interest at the moment, Jonathan plans to produce an LP for his wife, who is a singer and a model, while continuing to work on his own projects.
Done a solo album, and you said after then you took off and did some other things.
I just quit for a while. I got discouraged. I got bitter about the business. I wasn't accepted. I was hurt. I had to go reorganize and, you know, reevaluate.
But as
you grow
in Journey.
Yeah,
there might come a time again when Jonathan Cain
might
want to do it. You know, so you shouldn't close the door on.
No,
that.
I'll never close the door. I think. If anything, it'll only give me a confidence again, you know. And I'm doing some things outside of the band, you know, already. Because I have to have that outlet, you know. And Neil's got a solo album coming out.
Jesus, Neil's working on about three projects
sure.
now that we were talking about.
Yeah, he's incredible. And there's not, you know, and Steven, you know, he may possibly do one too. And it's like, okay, you know, don't be afraid of it. Because you have to get it out.
Yeah.
If you don't get it out, you'll never know.
We'll be right back.
I guess, about a month before it had really been even a glimmer in anybody's eye that you would be joining, as far as the public was concerned. Mm-hmm. And the thing that he talked to me about you was your guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're writing, yes, but he said, the son of a gun can play guitar, and we have had so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm getting him into playing the guitar synthesizer, mm-hmm. and we are going to have some fun.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I just love seeing you come down from there and play guitar. How do you feel about playing guitar?
I'm about 15 years old again, you know. I'm about a kid. It takes me just back to the days, because, I mean, it's such a basic element. It's Keith Richards. That's rock and roll for me, rhythm guitar. And it took me a long time as a keyboard player. I said, I'm missing something. And what it is, I can't relate to these guitar players. They play these things, and I got to play these corny lines, or I got to pound like a maniac, you know. And Head First came along, and it was like, what am I going to do on the piano except, you know, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. No, I said, we can't do this. And Wally, of course, had a theme and stuff, so I said, I'm going to have to learn how to play guitar. I mean, really master this thing. So I went in the garage, and my brother, and he helped me, and I guess I've only been playing for about a year and a half. Now, 2 years.
Yeah.
So I'm just like any other kid, you know, except I get a chance to stand on stage with Neil Sean.
About Neil being asked by Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
When you think about Neil having to make that decision at 16.
Yeah. That's amazing.
To play with Eric Clapton or to play with Santana. I mean, couldn't we all just need the choice like that?
Yeah.
But you kind of had that come around this time. I mean, you could have stuck around and maybe the Babies would have reformed in another group or started something else.
Yeah, but I knew Neil, you know, that there was, like I say, that affinity. We had that,
no pun intended on affinity.
No, but it's like we do. We have a thing. And when I came up here in January, I've been up here since January working. There's been nothing but, you know, hard work and nose to the old grindstone and really writing. There were some great writing sessions, inspiring things that are going to, you know, pave the way for things to come. You know, it's like you feel, well, we did something. We said something. This album says something.
Money, 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 money.
realize who our audience is. And Steve was just open, you know, to trying things. We all try. We tried a lot of different things.
Yeah, well,
you know, so
in the early days, there was more guitar in Journey.
Yeah.
With Tickner. I mean, the very, very early days. Yeah. And the feeling I get, having heard that album and its embryonic stages,
yeah,
I feel that way today about Journey and Escape.
Mm-hmm.
You and I just talked about rounding the corner off and trying something new.
Right. Mm.
And I think that's exactly what Journey's doing now with Escape. Tell me about Escape, the song Escape. Did you and Neil write that?
And Steve, yeah, all three of us.
All three of
us. Well, it's just kind of a sort of an odyssey of just like moving out of the things that block, you know, your path. And
in other words, it is a very positive song.
That's right. But escape to the point of, you know thyself. Escape from whatever that's holding you back in it. Whether it's, you know, your job, it's your, you know, I don't know. Everybody has those blocks, you know, and you have to move through it. And I guess the only way to move, you know, to move by something. And so we kind of, you know, we envisioned a young, you know, like a young kid. It's kind of like a sort of a Tommy story, I guess, you know, moving beyond that, moving beyond things that hold you back.
Sheila Renee backstage will return in a moment.
Thanks for joining our escape tonight with Journey members Jonathan Cain, Ross Valerie, and Neil Schoen. Special thanks to CBS, to Journey Management Pat Morrow and Herbie Herbert, and to Zahn Artman for making it all happen. My guest next week will be Greg Ken. In the meantime, be kind to each other, and I'll be backstage again next week.
Sheila Renee Backstage was produced by Stephen Dunwoody and Billy Vega for the Broadcast Arts Group. This has been another Out of the Bag production.